Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. How are you?
Good, very well now. How are you?
I'm good. Lots of questions have come in, 53106. But we want to talk about this watch I have in my hand, which is the V Kids watch from the good people at Vodafone. Tell me all about it.
So the idea, as we mentioned earlier on, it's a smartwatch for kids. It's very much targeted at children aged between 4 and 12 years of age. The colour that you have in your hand right now.
Vibrant pink.
Vibrant. I would say violent pink almost. It's that pink. There's also a blue colour as well. It's very kid friendly. It looks exactly kind of like what you'd imagine an Apple Watch for kids would look like.
I mean,
you know?
It is largely a watch, which is which is a good thing. But there are other smart elements to it.
There are smart elements to it. So the idea with this is that you put a SIM card into it and you pair the watch to your phone. So if you are the parent, you have the app on your phone, and then you give the watch to the child. Once the child has the watch on them, aside from taking it off to charge it, they can just go about their business. It's about 3 to 5 days worth of battery life. It's quite good. So the idea is that you can get location monitoring, so you can see exactly where your child is. You can create safe zones. So the again, if you have a child between 4 and 12 and they're meant to be in school between whatever hours, and you notice or the watch notices they're moving from that location, you, the parent, will get a push notification to your phone. The child also can send an SOS alert.
Yes, so this is the button on the side. I'm afraid to press it for fear of an alarm going off, but you can send if you're in trouble.
Yes, you long press on that button, and what happens is five contacts, up to five people that you, the parent, assign, will get a notification saying the child wearing this bracelet has sent an SOS, and then you can react, and again you'll be able to see the GPS. The child can also communicate with those five people using voice messages as well. So I can say, "Hi Dad, I'm running late, football practice was delayed," or something like that. You can send those messages, voice control. You don't have to type. There's no camera on it. There's none of that sort of stuff. You can also then get reminders. So if you want to, if I'm not here in time, you can send me a message from your phone to that, and it'll pop up on my screen saying, "Jessica, you're late for dinner, come home," and it'll get popped up on the screen. So the idea is that instead of giving a child a phone, they have this watch, which will give them certain functionality, allow them to communicate with mum and dad.
And no internet.
No internet, but you can use the messaging services and so on like that. There's no internet, there's no camera, but you have GPS and then messaging functionality. It's usually €130, but it's on sale until the 30th of November at €65. But then you do have to put the SIM card in it and keep that active. So I actually really like this idea. At a time when we're having these conversations about should you give a kid a phone or not.
You know what? It's by far the least creepy option I've seen about tracking kids with technology. Okay,
how do you feel about that notion though of tracking kids?
I just think it's weird, and you know, you have to let a child have boundaries and learn how to respect those boundaries and contact you. The one thing that I'm a little uncomfortable with this, and while it is a fabulous design, knowing the child knowing that it has an SOS button on its hand, is that going to make that child inherently feel less safe because they know they might have to use it?
Yeah.
And that would just be one thing that's there. But parents want this. I mean, the Vodafone and all the other companies are responding to a need on the part of parents with this, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think it's kind of trying to tick that box of the peace of mind. I think it's all about how you'd frame the SOS. Like, because again, the SOS button is something that I was thinking about. You know, would you as an adult want a device on your wrist that you could have an SOS button?
Yeah, I have a phone that I can dial 999 if worse comes to worse, but they can't do it with this type of technology, so you have to put something else in.
Exactly, but it's just I just wonder, you know, in relation to having that there, is it a peace of mind, or there are you kind of instantly freaked out that, you know, you need to hit it? I think it's definitely, as a device, I'm impressed by it. I actually really like the idea of it. I think if it keeps phones out of the hands of kids for that little bit longer, it's absolutely a good thing. And for £65 at the moment, I don't think you can go wrong.
The old 12-year-old might be smart enough to leave it in school if he's going on the hop.
Well, that is, gosh, you're very wise at this kind of stuff, aren't you? Were you a rule breaker in school, were you?
No, but I was friends with many of them. That's okay. What I'd say. Lots of questions have come in. By the way, where can people get their hands on that?
So it's from Vodafone, so you can buy it on Vodafone.ie or in any of their stores.
My daughter, says Karen in Fairview, is looking for wireless headphones for Christmas. Are the JBL one's good?
JBL is a very good brand. They make a lot of mobile speakers, that kind of stuff.
Oh, they do all sorts of cool things with brushes, and they advertise them on the telly. I've seen on TV. Isn't that them?
No, that's
JML. That's a completely different company.
That's daytime telly. They make the onion choppers and that kind of stuff.
I was thinking. But I know JBL as well. I know the logo.
So JBL, they're quite well known in terms of sound, absolutely in terms of wireless headphones. It depends on how much you want to spend. So we spoke about wireless headphones on this programme in the past. The ones that you can get for around €45, they are grand and they will do the job, but the range on them may not be fantastic. So it's a case of you kind of get what you pay for. If you want, depending on the age of the daughter, I would look between 80 and maybe €140 for good wireless headphones. Mm. They go up like anywhere from sort of 200, 400, 600 quid for headphones.
You can fill your boots if you really want to.
And that's usually around the noise cancelling technology and, you know, how soft the cushion is on your ears, that kind of stuff. I think between 80 and €140 you should be able to get a decent pair.
Richard says, I need to replace the phone for a person with special needs who lives independently but has carers calling. It needs to be the most basic so they can use it, but would like to have a tracking app like Life 360 put on it so it can enhance their safety when they're out and about.
There's a brand that we've spoken about before called Doro. I don't know if you've seen them. So Doro make phones and they're aimed at those who need a bit more support and just want a basic device. So they have a really nice, easy to use flip phone, but they also have other devices as well. And what they have functionality, they have internet connectivity should you want it. But then there is also the SOS button again. So should the person fall into difficulty or need urgent attention, they can push that and then the designated contacts will get it. Doro phones are available right around the country, so I would highly recommend checking them out.
A lot of questions have come in that kind of link to what you were talking about with the Vodafone watch. Colin says, I have a son with special needs. That new technology is a life changer for him. We can have great independence and I can track him when he's on buses. Deirdre says, we're looking for a fitness tracker watch for my almost 13-year-old son for Christmas. Can Jess recommend one? He's a swimmer, so waterproof and swim tracking would be important. I'm not sure whether this is waterproof or not.
I don't think so. But
it is good for fitness and exercise.
It would be good for fitness and exercise. For a 13-year-old who's into swimming, I would look at some of the Garmin devices. Garmin, I think it's the Vivo Fit 3, if memory serves. And it's basically like a black rubber band that has a little screen on it, but it is waterproof and would do well in the pool. And they have come down significantly in price. So I would look at Garmin for that.
Can you please ask Jess to remind me of the headphones she recommended a few weeks ago?
Oh, this is the most asked question of 2018. So these are the Enod, so E-N-O-D, truly wireless headphones. They're around €65 and they are available from the website, escapes me, sorry.
Okay, you'll put it on the Twitter machine afterwards.
I will.
Okay, and last one, I have an 8-year-old girl. Is there any technology Santi can bring her? She's very girly. Doesn't have any device, no interest in gaming. The answer is in our hands.
Yeah, the little watch, or, you know, there are a lot of cameras out there aimed at kids. You know, like the Polaroid cameras and the Fuji cameras, that kind of stuff. They are really good fun. And it also encourages creativity because you can make little photo books with them.
Jess, Kelly, thank you very much indeed. More on the website and indeed on your home programme, which is
indeed.
On when again?
Sunday at 6:15, because there's another pesky sports match on.
Random, 6:15.
I know.
Anyway, it'll be on then and you can listen to it, and lots of advice up on the website as well.